This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Dale Coley joins us for a preview of tonight's Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Dale, good morning.
Hello, thank you for being with us.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I guess really clearly the news of the day is what is going on with Johnson & Johnson and the federal government asking to hit pause on this. What do you know about this morning? What have you read?
Well, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the FDA has come out and the U.S. FDA has come out and said that they're going to put a pause on any of the vaccinations going out from this point forward until they've had another time to study it. Tomorrow they're going to have a big meeting about that and find out what's going on. Basically, there's been six cases in 6.8 million doses, which is a very small percentage, but we don't want to minimize anyone's apprehension about this. It's interesting. This unfortunately gives fodder to people that the anti-vaxxers, the people, give another excuse of why they don't want to get this type of situation. We have both the Moderna vaccines and the J&J vaccines, and per the CDC and FDA guidance, we are going to pause our scheduled Wednesday Johnson & Johnson vaccine clinic that was going to be scheduled for tomorrow until after they have their meeting and figure out what's going on. In my opinion, I think they will probably move this forward, and you don't know what is going on. There's an overabundance when of conservatism, I think, whenever you're doing this type of situation to make sure they do the right thing. So I think that's one of the main reasons they're doing this. It was interesting yesterday with the clinic we had. Many of the people that we spoke to about at our clinic yesterday weren't getting this vaccine for themselves as much as they were for a loved one to make certain that they can go see maybe their grandkids or their kids and that type of stuff. And some of them were just getting it for the fact that they want to get back and be more accessible to a normal activity and when travel opens up and events open up and things like this. So I think people are getting it for the right reason. In this type of situation, it's unfortunate that this occurred. Though it's a one-dose type of a vaccine, and that has a lot of pluses to it for people that are really skittish about needles and things like this. The Moderna is a two-dose. We still have the Moderna vaccine, and we will continue with our Moderna vaccine scheduled today up at Coley's Corner Drug. And if anybody's wanting a vaccine today, vaccination today, give us a call up at the at 429-5165, and we can set you in. We've got a few more slots available right now, but at this point here, we'll be doing the Moderna vaccine instead of the J&J vaccine. But it's an interesting time, and it just keeps getting more interesting.
Yeah, it's these safety signals the regulators investigate. I mean, this isn't unusual in this realm, but because of the heightened hesitancy by a lot of people, it comes at a really bad time when you're trying to encourage people to do the right thing. Once again, 217, now we have to dial 217.
Yeah,
we got to get used to saying that again, 429-5165, or you can email dalessouthlakepharmacy@gmail.com. And talk to me about tonight's show at 5 o'clock.
Well, interestingly enough, we have Joel Fletcher is going to be on to talk to us about St. Mary's Hospital and the foundation and what's going on over there, including their upcoming May Foundation golf outing, which gets us back into a little bit more of a normal type of situation. We also have Dr. David Fletcher coming on the show. He's going to talk to us about the COVID vaccines, and he's going to give an interesting insight into what he's seeing a little bit bigger increase with the British variant of the COVID virus, especially hitting the younger age group. And we're talking about younger, meaning 20 to 40 years of age. And they've had some more severe COVID issues with complications and things like this. So it's still there. It's still out there, and we need to protect ourselves. And we'll be given any updates that we get from our partners on the show tonight, from the massive amount of meetings that I'm sure is going on right now about the J&J vaccine.
Dale, we look forward to it. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and we'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.